বনে জগ মন লো ভাজে শিবা দক্ষিণ নিতাই চাঁদ বামে গদাধর কটে অদ্বৈত শ্রেণী বাস ছত্র ধর কিবা বসে আছেন গোড়া চাঁদ রত্ন সিংহাসনে বসে আছেন গোড়া চাঁদ কি বাবসে রত্ন সিংহাসন আলো রত্ন সিংহাসন আলো করে রে বসে আছেন গোরা চাঁদ রত্ন সিংহাসন আলো রত্ন সিংহাসন আরতি করে না ব্রহ্মা আদি দেব গণে বানর হরি আদি করি চামর ধু নর হরি আদি করি কি বানর মুকুন্দ বাসু ঘোষরাদি গায় বা শঙ্খ বাজে ঘণ্টা বাজে বাজে কর তাল শিবা শঙ্খ বাজে ঘণ্টা বাজে শিবা শঙ্খ আর মধুর মৃদঙ্গ বাজে পরমর সাল মধুর বিরঙ্গ বাজে বাবহু কোটি চন্দ্রাজিনী বদনয়ুজ্জ্বল বাবহু কোটি চন্দ্রাজিনী কি বাবহু গল দেশে বনমালা করে ঝলমাল শিব শিব সুখ নারদ প্রেমে গদ গদ ভকতি বিনোদ দেখে গোড়ার সম্পাদ প্রভু এইবার আমায় দয়া কর ঠাকুর শ্রী ভক্তি বিনোদ এইবার আমায় দয়া কর ঠাকুর শ্রী ভক্তি বিনোদ এইবার আমায় দয়া আহাগুরার সম্পদ দেখাইয়া এইবার আমায় দয়া কর ঘোড়ার হরি বল হরি বল হরি বল হরি বল গৌর হরি বল হরি বল হরি বল হরি বল হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে 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 বল হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে বল হরে রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে বল হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে 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 কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ बात से बड़ी ब्राज को चार चार जाशुत्र सिद्धांत भक्ति रत्न सीधा देव के स्वयं महाराज की जाए जाए गुरु गोविंद गंधर्व गोविंद सुंदर जी की जाए जाए श्री भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी ठाकुर की जाए आनंद गरिमष्ट मिलने की जाए सवास मन महाप्रभु की जाए रूपान का गुरुवर्ग की जाए परिणाम संकीर्तन की जाए स्वामी तो वैष्णव मंडल की जाए स्वामी तो भक्त मंडल की जाए गौ प्रभानंदे जय महाराज আমি কিছু ঘুরি কথা বললাম আজকে কিন্তু আমাকে নিয়ে টানাটানি করবেন না মানে আমার আমার সম্বন্ধে বেশি কিছু ইয়ে করতে যাবেন না কিছু হরি কথা বলুন হ্যাঁ আমি লজ্জিত হব শ্রীপাদ ভক্তি আনন্দ সাগর মহারাজ আর লন্ডন মঠ প্রেসিডেন্ট হি উইল গিভ সাম স্পিচ He is a very great Pandit in Bengali, Sanskrit, Hindi, you know, very nice Sanskrit also, and is my very good friend. Always trying to help me, Guru Maharaj has given him a very high position, that is Mahamandaleshwar. He can go everywhere, every mart he can represent Guru Maharaj in every mart. That type of his my position. But he is very affectionate with me. He actually organized this tour, world tour. I wanted to come all the Australia, but Maharaj organized with Mohan Ananda. Now Maharaj today gives a tomorrow I have some heavy duty. Also, all day going, talking. I told Maharaj, please, you give some speech to the devotees. Maharaj will agree with that. Yes, Maharaj.
Panjako Prabhupasya, Kipasan Prabhupasya, Patitanang Padanebho, Vaishnavebho, Mahamana. Srila Maharaj was singing about Gaura Arati. I shall try to speak a little about that with his good will, good graces, and the good graces of you all kind devotees. As far as we have been permitted to understand a little Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his divine vision was seeing the worshipful aruti ceremony of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Mayapur and he was singing the glories of that darshan. He's saying, it's so beautiful that it will charm the hearts of the entire universe, not only the earth planet, but even up to Lord Brahma and Shiva, Indra, etc., the great gods or demigods. They're all so charmed by that. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is seated on a jewel throne in the center. On his left side is Godadhar Pandit, and Advaita Prabhu is nearby. And also other associates. Vasiyatsin Gaurachandra Ratna Singhasane. What's after that?
Bhagya Chen Kura Chad Rasana Singhasane
And Lord Brahma is performing that arati. Arati Korena Brahma Adi Deva Gona. The original of all the gods is Lord Brahma with four heads in this universe and singing. And this vision he is seeing in his internal eye, the eye to see the Dhamma, as Srila Guru Maharaj said once. Tonight I heard Srila Maharaj saying to Mohanananda Prabhu when I was getting ready to come here, a little late, but we are not trying to make any special demand to the people, any people, that everybody must worship Srila Sridhara Maharaj, leaving other gurus. But we consider that Srila Guru Maharaj is the guru of everyone. Not only we consider that, we know that he is the guru of everyone. And Mahaprabhu's special contribution and special merciful magnanimity, Audajya, Madhurya and Audajya. Madhurya means divine love or sweetness that is enjoyed by Krishna and his associates in Vrindavan. But when that is given out generously to everyone, that is called Audajya or magnanimity, divine magnanimity. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's vision was in that particular line of that magnanimity. Bahu Koti Chandra Jini. If there were millions and millions of moons which arise in the sky, not that atom bomb, but here's the moons, not the suns. If the millions and millions of moons were to be present before us simultaneously, they would also be put to shame. In other words, they would be not effulgent compared to the brightness, brilliance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bahukoti Chandra Jini Bodhanoi Urujala. His lotus face is brilliant, like millions and millions of moons. Galadeshe Bonamala Kore Cholamala. And around his neck is a garland of forest flowers. And that garland is also glimmering, shimmering, dazzling. A peculiar vision. And all Shiva, Sukha, Brahma, Narada are great personalities of the higher planes. They are wonderstruck, and when they want to chant Hare Krishna, they cannot get the words out from their mouths. Trying to chant, but only one syllable. When Mahaprabhu came before Jagannath, he told Jajagaga, Jajagaga, in that way. Vadanam Gadgara Ruddhaya Gira. Not able to compose themselves, and the words are coming in one syllable here, one syllable there, with great reverence and great esteem, seeing that beautiful vision of Mahaprabhu. In Jaiva Dharma, actually, there's one chapter which was not published in the present English version I've seen. There in that vision, in that Jaiva Dharma, Sannyasi Thakur, he was Mayavadi Sannyasi. And one day he was sitting on the, in the Godrum forest, on the bank of the Ganga, and he looked across just around the corner There is Mayapur. In the early morning he was taking, chanting Harinam, little like that, and he thought, oh, it is a very glowing vision today. I have not seen Mayapur like this before in the daytime. At that time, as early morning as we were rising, 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock or something like that. But I have not seen like that before, many jewel temples, gateways, and many persons are walking here and there. And suddenly from one side was the mridanga call and kartals, and the tumultuous vibration of Hari Sankirtan came up. And he said, oh, on the other side, here is this like a god with a bina looking like Narad Muni. He is also chanting and dancing in ecstasy. And oh, look over here, Lord Shiva. Looks like Lord Shiva, the clothes have gone like a madman, and he's dancing as though the whole universe is coming to the end. And another place over here, some rishis are all assembled, and four-headed gentleman is giving a commentary, Mahan Prabhu Bhai Purusha. In the Veda, there is one verse, Mahan Prabhu Bhai Purusha. Mahaprabhu is mentioned, and he is giving a commentary. And this great vision, what is this? I have not seen this before, ever before. What can it mean? And with great joy he observed this, and then for a few minutes he became as though unconscious, sleeping, perhaps, or unconscious, but that way. Everybody is chanting, Japa, going that way sometimes. But anyway, for one reason or other, he went in another consciousness, and a few minutes again he opened his eyes, and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, yes, indeed he opened his eyes, and he was conscious, but that vision of Mayapur was no longer there. Then he fell to weeping, and he said, today I must have got the mercy of my Guru Maharaj. That is what it means. Today, definitely, I must have got the mercy of my Guru Maharaj. And from this day, I shall identify myself as a member of the party of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This Mayavadi dress, Shankara Sannyasi dress, and so on, Ekadanda, I shall throw, and I shall take the appearance, tilak and mala, of the Vaishnava, of Mahaprabhu, and I shall go in the world like that. Previously, chapter before, sometime before, he asked his Guru Maharaj, I'm beginning, after associating with you, to hate this dress of a sannyasi, and I want to have the dress of the Vaishnava, so will you consider I can throw that out? And his Gurudev said, too much consideration for your outer dress, it betrays the lack of your inner depth of realization. And after that he no longer requested. But after seeing this vision, he then came out into the world as the Vaishnava. When his Gurudas Premdas saw Gurudev Premdas saw him, he embraced him and with ecstasy bathed him in his tears and said, oh, Vaishnavdas. And from that day he was always known as Vaishnavdas. The grand title of his sannyas ashram as a teacher in the Shankarite school was gone. All the pride of learning and knowledge was gone of that type, and he was accepted as a great Vaishnava. So the description of those occurrences of Mayapur Dham and the Vaishnava association, I have seen it somewhere in Harinam Chintamani, that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, only by touching the body of a Vaishnava one will be, can become mad with prema. And he has given a footnote, because actually we cannot touch the body of the Vaishnava, because if our touch is physical, we cannot touch the spiritual form of a pure Vaishnava. And the explanation he has given is that if a person serves without any reservation or without any doubt, with full life's conviction and surrender, a pure Vaishnava, then there is a transferal from the heart of that Vaishnava to the heart of that serving person of prema, heart or mind, because the word atma can mean soul or heart or mind or body. But the confusion is no longer there, because in the case of the Vaishnava, he does not firstly consider his body to be himself, yet at the same time, because of serving, the flow of service coming down from Goloka, Golok Navadvip Dham, that particular flow of service gives him entrance, and he lives and moves in that high world of service. Therefore, whether it is Atma, soul, Atma, or heart, or mind, or intelligence, or body, they all move in the same plane. It is not that some injection, of course, is given, and now all the molecules and the blood has become spiritual, etc. But it is not just frame of mind, but it is a state of consciousness, a state of living, a state of existence. As with Krishna, there is Sandhini, Sangvit, Hladini, or Satchit Ananda, or Satyam, Shivam, Sundaram. Everybody knows to some degree, or existence, consciousness, and joy. With Krishna, that is present Ishvara, Parama, Krishna, Satchit Ananda, Vigraha. So in atomic form, all those qualities and all those energies are also present for the jiva as well. And when he has gone beyond the maya, mayic world or illusory worldly conception, and beyond also the non-differentiative conception of Brahma, then those energies also work for the jiva, as they do with the Lord. Although the Lord is infinite, those same infinite qualities are enjoyed, if you like, by the jiva, but not enjoyed as exploitation. They are his own property. And by the grace of Srila Maharaj, I also read a little of that in one book called Krishna Samhita by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. There again also it is explained that this property is possible to have by sadhu sangha, by the company and service of the Vaishnavas. So if at the time of diksha or harinam, Atma Samarpan, if we surrender, at that time, we are told in Charitamrita, Krishna considers the devotee as himself. As himself means very dear to him, and also spiritual, divine, aprakrita. He gives him a divine form. Now that is very difficult to understand, because somebody will say, well, I got initiation, but if I look at my hand, it's not divine. There again also it is a state of consciousness or a state of living conception. More than that, it is another world, another plane in which one is granted entry. They may seem to be moving here, as we do, the same way, but they are of another plane. Iha jasya hari dasye karmana manasa gira. If somebody is servant of Krishna Hari in this world, by their thought, their word and their deed, kai mano vakya, that means action. Kai means karma, action, body. Karmana, manasa, and thought, thinking world. And gira means words, speaking plain, speaking harikata, any speaking. Nikileshu api avasthasu jivan muktasa uchyate. Even in any place in this world, Australia, India, America, anywhere, in the air, in the land, on the land, wherever he may, whatever the situation and time and circumstances may be, he is, although living here, he is mukta. That's called jivan mukta. While living, he is mukta. Not that dying, he is mukta. If somebody dies, oh, he is gone, left this body, he is free. Not that. But living liberation, living within this world as anyone, but still he is not a member of this world, he is not a party to the woes and wheels, and neither the woes and wheels nor the joys of this world, so to say. Because all in the ultimate issue are temporary, and in the ultimate issue the joys also become sorrows, and as automatically we shall get some joys, automatically we shall also get some sorrows. Gabhira Ranghasa, and that time is very great ocean, like a great ocean, and very treacherous ocean, and whoever goes into that ocean, the wave must move that way, the wave must move that way, they will go this way, they will go that way, and drown. So the devotees do not concern themselves too much with that, this plane of great ocean-like, tragic ocean, which will toss the boat from this ship to shore to every direction, like also whirlpool. They're not so concerned with that. But they do what they must do, and to be friendly to the environment without disturbing the environment. They do what their duty is, but in their thought, their word and their deed, at initiation and after initiation, they continue doing that. And by grace of Sri Guru Granga, I found in Charitamrita that that verse about the spiritual body at the time of initiation, that is happening when Mahaprabhu was speaking to Sanatan, Srila Sanatan Goswami Pad, when he was suffering appearance of many sores and infections, because while passing through Jharikhanda forest, the water was stagnant, perhaps, and some infection came in his body that came out as many sores. But whenever Mahaprabhu saw him, he would run and embrace him. And because of that, Sanatana was becoming more and more mortified that some pus is oozing from my body and it's coming on the body of the Lord. It is a great offense. It is an intolerable offense. And at one point he decided, I shall finish my body under the wheel of the Jagannath car. But Mahaprabhu is antarjami, all-knowing. And without saying it to anybody, then Mahaprabhu said to him one day, oh Sanatan, if I could get Krishna by leaving my body, I am ready to die millions of times. But this body is tamoguna thing. This body is an ignorant, a nasty thing. It is a filthy thing. And by leaving a filthy thing, a small filthy thing, do you think that you will get the supreme infinite of joy and divinity? Do you think like that? Then Sanatana thought, oh, it is correct. But he understood what I was thinking. How is it possible? And in this way there was much exchange and some discussion. But still Sanatana was mortified. Said, first I had that plan, and now that plan has also been ruined. And again he's coming to embrace me. Again, still he's coming to embrace me. No doubt I'm defeated on that plan, but still I'm suffering more and more and more and more and more. And Mahaprabhu goes, he stays near the Jagannath temple. I also cannot go there to see him, because I cannot go in the street. If the servants of Lord Jagannath will touch my body, I consider myself to be so lowly. If they touch my body, then they'll be contaminated and I'll be making another aparad. In this way, he was suffering torment. Then Mahaprabhu said, actually, Krishna was testing me, because I'm a sannyasi and I should see everybody equal. And if I showed any hatred towards any sore on your body, just like if there's something on the plate of the Vaishnava, if somebody went poof and spit, will you eat that? It seems hateful, dirty. But if somebody, pure Vaishnava, on his plate there is something, all the Vaishnavas come and eat that. It is not hateful. That is the joy. Bhakta pada dhuli, bhakta pada jal, bhakta bhukta avashesh, etin sadhanir bol. The real sadhana, many people are asking and thinking, what is sadhana? What is actually sadhana? So we're always telling it is practicing. Practicing life of devotion. That's very good and it is correct. But what is the life of that practicing? It is the dust of the feet of the devotee, the water that washed the feet of the devotee, and the remnant that was left on the plate of the devotee. If there is any sadhana, the life of that sadhana is in those three things. So Mahaprabhu was saying, if I considered your body to be a hateful thing, previously he said the body is tamoguna if you put it under the wheel, but now he said, if I consider your body to be tamoguna, I will make aparad Vaishnava to the Vaishnava. Not only that, I'm a sannyasi, I'm not a Vaishnava, I'm a Mayavadi sannyasi. He used to joke like that. Some modern writers and philosophers, they take that saying of Mahaprabhu, I am Mayavadi sannyasi, and they say, he is a Mayavadi sannyasi. Just like Srila Maharaj told, if the guru will say, I am a fallen soul, then the disciples will all preach, my guru is a fallen soul. Then better if guru will say, I am a Paramahamsa, but Paramahamsa will not say, I am Paramahamsa. So Mahaprabhu is saying, I am a Mayavadi sannyasi, I do not know anything. I'm trying to do renunciation. So I do not know. So if I consider your body is very bad and I will not give some affection to you, then I will fall down from my sannyas. And more than that, you're a Vaishnava on top of that, so I'll commit offense. So I was being tested. Then Sanatana is even in worse trouble. But Mahaprabhu suddenly embraced him and the body became a golden body. But while he was telling these things, he said to Sanatana, do you think your body is material? Why do you say that? At the time of your diksha, at the time of your meeting with Guru and the Lord, that is transformed. Why are you still thinking it's material? That's where that birth came in. Don't think that your body is material. It is spiritual, because you have received already the grace of the higher section. And not only that, you gave it to me. It's not your body, it's mine. Do you think I would have a material body? It belongs to me. I've got a lot of work to do through you. I've got many books to write, and you will have to be the man to write that. Whether you think you are fit or unfit, that is another thing, but that is not a material body. Why are you telling that your spiritual body is a material body? That's when he said, at diksha time, when you surrendered, you take a spiritual body. Then Sanatan was not able to speak any word, and Mahaprabhu embraced him, and all the...
Again, forcefully.
Again, forcefully. That he's running away to the backside, and he's running after him, embracing him. So that is something, a few words, by the grace of Srila Maharaj, I have tried to speak tonight. If there's anything wrong, Maharaj, please...
Correct. Very nice story. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, and so the Maharaj's the grace of the body today. Actually, Bhikkhakari Bhakti Kari Atma Samarpan, Sei Kari Krishna Dari Kari Atma Samarpan.
Sei Deho Kari Ta Archidananda Maya, Aprakrita Dehi Krishna Charana Pajaya. Maharaj, please explain a little this. It is very nice through your lotus mouth coming. Dikkha Kali Bhakti Kari Atma Samarpan.
At the time of Dikkha, the devotee gives himself, surrenders himself entirely to the Gurudev and to the Lord. And next line. At that time, Krishna accepts him as his own. As his own family, not only his own family, just as good as himself. Like himself. He who loves another, that other is like themselves. Like that. Such intimacy. Then? And that very form of his, where he is sitting there, that becomes full of divine consciousness and ecstasy. And with that divine body, he serves the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Because lotus feet of Krishna is divine. And you cannot serve divine lotus feet with material hand. Guru Maharaj told Ban Maharaj, when Ban Maharaj every day came with a flower. Bhakti Madhura Ban Maharaj, And every day touching feet and giving flower and dandavat. Then one day Guru Maharaj said, can you touch the foot of the Vaishnava? Is it possible? With your material hand. And after that day Ban Maharaj didn't touch. He continued to give the flower, but not touching after that. But the divine body only can serve the divine lotus feet. And that is explained there. So why, Sanatana, you're telling material body, if you think something will come on my body, when that boils pus is coming on my body, I'm getting ecstasy, Mahaprabhu said. I'm getting purification. It is purifying me from my hatred or duality in this world. In a lower way he put himself. Mahaprabhu's lila is always like that. He's never telling, I'm God. Avatar na bali, ami avatar. No incarnation will say, I am incarnation. If he shows the sign, you can only think he is avatar because it is shown by his symptoms, automatically. But he will not come and tell anybody, I am this, I am this, I am this. It is not possible. So that spiritual seva, I wanted to say, Maharaj, that if you will give graciously initiation and many things, but Maharaj, you will go again after 15 days or 8 days or whatever, and I'm praying that Vaishnavas will not be in the ocean of separation. Oh, now Maharaj has gone, he gave me initiation, and now he has gone, I'm hopeless. It is my prayer to the Vaishnavas, devotees, good devotees, because that service sometimes is even more intense in the separation, even more potent in the separation. We are warned sometimes that if we stay very close to the higher Vaishnava all the time, we will make some mistake, or it is physical, we'll see some defect, or he did something wrong, and we cannot do our spiritual life anymore then. But since separation is considered very safe, when I was in Navadvip recently, Srila Maharaj wrote, somebody wrote him a letter, and they said, somebody's telling that separation is not so high, but union is the highest. And Maharaj told, no, it is not possible, separation, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and in Chaitanya Charitamrita, also Mahaprabhu's last pastimes, are all showing separation, viraha, as the higher of the two. And the greatest fortune for the jiva soul is service and separation. We can begin now. We are now in separation from Krishna at this moment. So that is already our position, situation. So we can do some service now in separation. If we have got the joy of meeting, that is a glimpse
But later there will be the joy of service and separation. That does not mean they have gone, I can do anything now and I will call it service. But genuine hearts, earnestness and hankering will take us onward. Maharaj, I'm talking too much.
No.
In your presence.
Necessary to explain. I cannot explain in English. I am only searching in the jungle some word. You are expressing very nicely.
Actually, the Bengali.